So let's talk about an overview. What is the FLSA? Interestingly enough, the FLSA actually came out of the New Deal with Roosevelt, and it came out of the Great Depression. And in fact, Roosevelt said, second to the Social Security Act, this was his best piece of legislation that he was able to push forward. It's designed to establish guidelines on employee status, minimum wage, and overtime rules. Also interesting to note is that school districts, the Fair Labor Standards Act, did not fully apply to school districts until 1985. So your requirements include distinguishing between exempt versus non-exempt employees, and that determines whether or not you need to take records of work time, because if a non-exempt employee works over 40 hours, guess what? You got to pay them overtime, or in the case of school districts, comp time. So what do you need to do to be exempt from the FLSA? You have a minimum salary level. Right now, that's $23,660. And you have to qualify one of the exemption tests, which we'll talk about. And if you qualify for those, guess what? You don't get overtime or comp time. So let's talk about that, the white-collar exemptions. So first, we have our salary basis test. So let's imagine in this scenario that Johnny Manziel does not have an NFL contract and he's a salaried employee. So no matter how well or how poorly he's playing for the Cleveland Browns, they cannot reduce his salary. Salary level tests, that's where we have that minimum floor, which we talked about, which is $23,660. And you can't dock those employees if they take a part of the day off. It's full days or sick days.